for a pillow. Everybody needs a bosom. Everybody needs a bosom for a pillow. Everybody needs a bosom. Everybody needs a bosom for a pillow. Everybody needs a bosom. I'm from the 45.
Fatboy Slim's remix of Corner Shop's brilliant Brimful of Asher. It is 9:31. It is Wednesday morning. So, the phone that we sent out to Glastonbury 2 years ago, we got a phone number, we put it on a flag, and we gave it to one of our listeners to bring to Glastonbury. That listener, Sharon, off the top of my head, is it?
Yes.
Is
yes.
Going back to Glastonbury again this year with the flag, with the phone number on. We found the mobile. It still works, Dom.
I love this.
And we've just switched it on and just got loads of messages that we've not seen because the phone's been off for well over about a year.
I can't wait to hear what's on there.
So it is a working phone.
Yeah.
So that flag at Glastonbury with a phone number on, when people are a bit drunk and they go, I'm going to ring that number, see what happens.
I love the fact we're working.
We've got it. People leave voicemails or texts.
Yeah.
It works. So if you see the phone number at Glastonbury,
give it a go.
Send a photo.
A voice note.
Not a rude photo.
No.
Thanks. A nice photo.
Yeah, just nice stuff.
Right, it's 9:32. Shepton Mallet. Nicknamed by the locals.
No.
Shepton Mallet.
That's right.
Home to many a wondrous thing, including the supermarket Tesco's.
Oh, yeah.
And it's quite a big one. And arriving any second now in his proud white transit camper van will be the one and only man himself, Captain Crabbeard. He's off to Glastonbury. He's stopping off at Tesco's to get some booze and have a wee. Captain Crabbeard, he'll fill his van with booze, and then he'll drink it all and have a little snooze.
All good.
So, yes, if you are at Tesco's at Shepton Mallet, look out for a white transit camper van. It's a transit van.
Yeah.
It's not a camper van, it's a transit van.
He'll show you his shower hose if you're lucky.
Oh, hello.
Yep.
There you go. He's got to be knackered, isn't he? He should be there literally right now. He should be pulling in to the car park at Tesco's. Captain Crabbeard in his transit van. He calls it a camper van, but it's a transit van that they just did out.
He's been, I think he left, he left about 5 o'clock this morning, I think. So he's 4.5 hours in.
He's rented it from Liberace camper vans.
That's
the guy's got two. One's called the Bear, one's called the Cub.
Yeah, captain's in the Cub.
Yeah.
Driving the Cub.
He's going to be enjoying himself in that camper van, which has probably got GoPros all over it. For legal reasons, it doesn't. It was a joke.
It's really reasonably priced as well, apparently, and lovely. And he loves it. It's got a double bed in it.
Just think he's going to be asleep. He's going to get into that camper van. He's going to lock the door and go, oh, I've got my own space. Because he always does a tent.
Yes, that's right.
He's now, compared to a tent, in the lap of luxury. Mm. He's going to be at Glastonbury. He's going to have a few drinks, see some friends, go back to the camper van, a little bit drunk. Oh, do you know what? Have I got any food in the cupboard? Yeah, I bought some from Tesco's. I have a bag of crisps. I might make myself a little tea before bed or a coffee. Oh, yeah. And then he gets all his clothes off and he gets his bed ready. He's locked the door. He's in his little transit van on his own.
Mm.
He gets into bed. And he closes his eyes and thinks, oh, God, I can't believe I'm in a bed with a pillow. This is brilliant. And then he just hears... Hello? Hello?
I can see you.
What?
It's me. It's me.
Who is that? Who is it?
I can see you.
Just say this camera's whizzing around.
He should be pulling in any minute now.
Yeah,
catch right. him after the record of the week.
Okay. I can play the record of the week, no problem. Sam Fender and Olivia Dean. Together, they've done this song, and it's called Rain Me In.
Now let go of everything I've ever I couldn't give the love you deserve. By the gun and you shouted, oh my God. It seemed just, but it's what I was owed, I suppose. Every flagstone of this town bears our print. And all the bars round here serve my ghost and carcasses. I wish I knew these things when I was young. Cause now I've just gone so numb. We take whatever we can to get.
Song on his album, Rain Me In. Olivia Dean was supporting him on his tour, and so they've done a version of it together and they've released it as a song, and that's the Radio X Record of the Week. Brilliant.
Mm, really
brilliant.
Is, yeah.
Sam Fender, Olivia Dean, and Rain Me In. Rain Me In! Rain! Have we heard from Captain yet? Oh, what? Hold on, one thing at a time.
Sorry.
Captain Crackbeard, Tesco, Shepton, Mallet. We'll check in with him, hopefully, in a few minutes.
He's not far away, is he? No.
He should be there.
Yeah, hopefully.
What are you laughing at?
Well, James and I have just found the Whitehaven News online, which is...
which is blank.
It's breaking news in the Whitehaven area. And some... there's one I can't read out, but I'll show you afterwards and stuff. But... some of the stuff that they report as news, James, is incredible.
What do you mean?
Well, so Joe Bananas, we've talked about the restaurant.
Yes. It's the nightclub.
Nightclub, sorry. Yeah. They've just... it's been huge news. It's been running for a year. There's updates all over the place. They've just been given a new hygiene rating. And that...
How do you know this? How do you know this?
It's in the Whitehaven News. The headline is, Joe Bananas receives a 5 in the hygiene rating, which is very good.
Oh, I love how they've explained it.
That's good, though.
There's another man who attacked a bin.
Oh, a man got kicked out of Joe Bananas this year, and he punched a cigarette bin.
Yeah.
You know where the cigarette bin's on the side of the wall?
Yeah.
He punched it and went to court.
He did. That's all been dealt with now, and he's, I'm sure, a reformed character, but... that's news,
probably.
Though. That's news.
Scroll down to the story, the bit where when he went to court. So basically, he got done. He pleaded guilty to criminal damage because outside of Joe Bananas, he punched his cigarette bin.
Shouldn't do that ever.
Causing damage. Mm. He was restrained until police arrived.
Yeah.
So, you know, security said, hey, that's our cigarette bin.
Absolutely.
He was fined £40.
Yeah.
And ordered to pay £50 in compensation to Joe Bananas.
Didn't you have to pay something for the bin as well? The actual pay to the bin as the victim?
There's a £16 victim surcharge.
Yeah.
That cigarette bin gets 16 quid for being punched.
Oh.
And it's in the news.
Does part of you, Jay, and I know you're very genuinely very proud of where
I
you
am
come
proud
from.
Of
does part of you not just go, oh no, when you just read more and more stuff? The sinkhole, the water, the bin man.
They're just little setbacks.
Right, okay.
And what is otherwise a wonderful, glorious place.
Kevin says, Croydon had a Joe Bananas 20 years ago. If Whitehaven is 20 years behind Croydon, they're in deep trouble.
The Chris Moyles Show.
It's so good.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Plug in, charge up, jump in.
Radio X.
Hey mate, didn't you used to drive a diesel?
Yeah, why?
If it was a Ford, BMW, Mercedes, Nissan or loads of others, you could be owed up to 10 grand in compensation.
What, like that VW emissions thing?
Exactly. VW drivers got on average over 2 grand each a few years ago. Now loads more diesel drivers can claim. Just enter your reg at jointheclaim.com.
I'm checking now.
Be quick or you might miss out.
Driven a diesel? You could be owed thousands. Check now at jointheclaim.com.
Woohoo! Go grab a deal in the Go Outdoors Summer Clear Out. I've heard there's mega savings on everything you need to get kitted out for summer adventures. Hiking, camping, even paddleboarding. Better fly down there while stocks last. With your membership £5, T's and C's apply. Go Outdoors. Discover freedom!
Brewers, the go-to destination for decorating. Freshen up your home with the must-have paint brands including Dulux, Johnston's, Little Green and Farrow & Boar. Or find your perfect pattern with hundreds of wallpapers to browse. Pop into any of our 200 stores nationwide and grab a free Brewers DIY card for 10% off your first and second order. Or visit us online at brewers.co.uk. Brewers, the go-to destination for decorating.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn, Dad's cooking tea, Ash is upstairs spinning tunes, and the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas, taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
Summer doesn't always have to mean the end of the beloved Sunday roast. At Waitrose, we're introducing a new take on the classic. The British Tomahawk Steak. Intense and full of flavour with every bite. Keep that Sunday roast feel and serve alongside barbecued potatoes and charred veg. And if there's still room on the barbecue, Our beef smash burgers with bone marrow are extra thick and ready for smashing. Let your summer side out with Waitrose. Selected lines and stores subject to availability.
For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
Managing your business is a big task. To then stay on top of the numbers as well, you're only human. That's why the Intuit QuickBooks AI-powered platform supports your business growth as the number one recommended cloud accounting software. Intuit QuickBooks. Based on a survey of 506 UK accounting professionals, verify at quickbooks.co.uk/verify.
Johnny Vaughan.
We're looking at people poshing it up. Oh, well, you got stunts.
Liz in Stockport says, my husband poshes it up when he's at work. He's an airline pilot. Ah. He goes from Manc to Queen's English over the PA.
Probably be leaving in about 10 minutes. Right. Meantime, that's one of the lasses up front for a brew. Yeah, otherwise, mind your own business.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fan.
This afternoon from 4.
Radio X. Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Live from London's Leicester Square.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Miles Show.
Radio X.
I can confirm that our very own Captain Crapbeard has arrived at Tesco's in Shepton Mallet.
Great news.
Well done. And we are going to do a live link-up with him.
Wow.
After the Wombats, we're going to get him on FaceTime and have a chat. Captain Crapbeard's at Tesco's.
Come and steal a car with me, and we'll drive it to Belize. Just show me the dotted line, you know I'll sign it every time. Build a boat out of some leaves, and set sail for the Far East. Steal some cash from your mother's purse and sign her up for a Ponzi scheme. She'll be rich in cheap face cream. Throw a bender in a cemetery. Bribe the dead to leave us be. And summon the demons that we repress. Swallow a shot glass that get undressed.
Everybody. Idea just feels exactly like a great idea.
And we try to sit still and feel it all, but we'd rather run away than feel it all. You know, I can't say no. Doing everything we can to increase the noise, and we don't care if it's trash that fills the void. You know,
that song from the Wombats, Can't Say No. That is their latest track, and it's a cracker. Oh, it's time, ladies and gentlemen, to go to Shepton Mallet, where we get to speak to our very own Captain Crapbeard, who joins us live now on FaceTime. Good morning, Captain.
Good morning, Chris.
I see your studder next to your camper van.
Yeah, look.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well,
here's the old boy.
Captain Crabbeard is in a transit van, but he's calling it a camper van, but it's definitely a transit van.
That's
nice there, Dom.
Just me.
Dom, that was lovely.
You're welcome.
Now,
yeah.
You're parked up at Tesco's.
Parked up at the Tesco's, big Tesco's, thank you.
Oh, there's people that... Did anyone come up to you and go, Captain, we love you?
Yeah, you're not going to believe this. There was no one that came up and said hi.
Well, it's not too late. If you're listening right now, you can't miss his camper van. Hello. It's a transit van, and it's got a drawing of a cub bear on the side.
Yeah.
I'll be in there on my own, having a lovely time in Glastonbury.
Well, with that on the side of it, you might not be on your own for the whole weekend.
No. Were you having a bit of an argument with the Tesco lady earlier when we were just checking in? What happened?
I bleached all the things. It looked like I was stealing a bottle of rum, but I wasn't. I bought it.
So what have you just bought from Tesco's before you head to Glastonbury?
Well, here's the thing. Because I'm useless, I texted my friends that were getting here before me, stupid Dave. He did the food shop for me, and then I had a basket. So I've got burgers. We've got a barbecue, by the way.
Nice.
I told you this. There were some parents of our friend Kat. They've got like a barbecue. They've like rigged the whole barbecue in.
God, you and your friends' mums. What is up with you?
The parents
I knew. No. Moving on. So, I've got some ram. I've got burgers. I've got sausages. I've got some extra bacon, some bread.
Some older women.
Who's brought an actual barbecue then?
So, there's me, Dave, Vicky, Russ, and Kat's parents.
Yeah, but who's brought it?
Kat's parents has brought the barbecue.
Right. Mm. They're never going to do a barbecue at Glastonbury.
They will. We're going to do one today.
Are they there to keep an eye on you? How does it work? Are they just big Glastonbury fans?
If they can. No. Maybe. Maybe they will.
So you've just gone to Tesco's and you've bought rum.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was that it?
No, burgers, sausages. I just did Dave did the food shop for me. Basically.
But do you trust stupid Dave? I would have still got some sushi and some Monster Munch and some chocolate
sushi.
And crisps. Yeah.
You do Glastonbury so weird, mate. You're weird with Glastonbury.
The way I do Glastonbury is perfect and you know it.
Yeah, for a billionaire.
have you checked your transit camper van for secret cameras and whatnot?
No, I just thought, if they're there, they're there.
Yeah.
There's no cameras. There's obviously no cameras.
Will you show people your shower facilities in the van if they ask see it, Captain? Because it is legendary.
Oh, do you want to see it right
now? Toby's just joined us. Toby.
Morning.
Wait till he sees a shower in his camper, brackets transit van.
It's really posh, Tobes, actually.
Going up in the world.
Toby, come on down to the camper. You're welcome anytime.
Thank you. Whose camper is this?
Captain Crabbeard's rented it. It's from a man who has two camper vans. One is called the Bear, the other one's called the Cub.
Yeah,
I see.
There it is.
That's his shower, Tobes.
There we go.
It's literally a hose pipe.
Have a look at my hose, is what I'll say to everyone.
Some would argue, I'm sure I don't agree with this, but some would argue not only can you use that as a shower hose, but you could use that to maybe tie somebody up, Captain.
Yeah.
You could. There's another hose here. There's loads going on.
Oh my God.
Hang on. Why do you need two?
Hose are plenty.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. What's all this rope? No, don't worry about that.
Yeah. There's some handcuffs. I mean, it's a hell of a van.
How far have you got to go before you're on site?
I don't really know. Because again, I'm going to convoy with Dave. He's in charge. I don't know.
So where are you meeting stupid Dave?
They're at the Tesco's. But they're parked on the side of the campsite. Not campsite. Car park.
Oh, so they're there now?
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Captain Mallet, by the way, that's where he is. You'd think we were talking to him on the moon with the quality of this call.
The signal's terrible.
Oh, is it bad?
Yeah. But we have managed to see the hose.
Oh, sorry.
So it didn't cut
out. That's all right.
It's not all bad, then.
It's not all bad.
Well, if you see a white transit van with a drawing of a cub, show Toby the cub on the side.
Oh, that van has seen some things,
hasn't it? Yes.
Some kinky campers.
I think those eyes are cameras.
Can we take a UV light down with us on Friday?
see what's there.
Some things are better off not knowing.
Well, listen, good luck getting on site, and we'll see you at Glastonbury. Maybe even check in with you tomorrow. Oh, no, you know where you're going to be. You might be awake before.
No, I'll be up. I'll be up.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so this time tomorrow, we'll get hold of Captain at the end of the show.
Lovely.
Right?
Lovely.
Say hello to Stupid Dave for us.
I will. He's being stupid somewhere.
Okay, and enjoy your rum and burgers.
Yeah.
I
wonder if the woman went, beep, burgers, beep, sausages, beep, bottle of rum. Going to Glastonbury, are you?
Yes.
Want any soap? Beep, didn't think so.
Stay away from the mums. So. All right, mate, you take care.
Stop chatting about ladies.
Okay, is that the end of the call now?
Yeah, you can hang up now.
Now we've said
all
that.
All right, love you, bye. See you in a couple days.
There's old Captain Cubbear. Bye-bye. There he is, there's the cub. Taking crap beard, he's in a transit van. You got to love that, haven't you?
That's good, he's got his rum.
Toby's never been so happy to be sleeping in a tent for a few nights.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, we've got a camper van, but it's less...
What's yours got on the side? Some whips and chains?
Yeah, there's lots of tarpaulin on the floor, but
it's part of the course, isn't it?
Oh, dear.
There's a picture of a python. It's pink. It's the Pink Python camper van company.
They've gone for a pineapple theme. I don't know.
He looks giddy to be in Tesco, doesn't he? He's going to be unbearable when he gets a question.
He looks a little bit delirious. I don't think he's had a lot of sleep. And he left at 6 o'clock this morning, and it's now 4 minutes to 10.
Do you get any FOMO seeing that? Because part of me is jealous when people go down to Glastonbury early, and part of me is also not jealous when people go...
Massive. Yeah, but I won't be jealous of anybody when I'm getting into my bed in my hotel room on Friday night.
Fair enough.
And when I'm having a really lovely hot shower Saturday morning and maybe going downstairs for breakfast, having some, you know, avocado on sourdough or something, I won't be regretting any of their decisions.
I think last year when you went to breakfast, I was... still up at the Stone Circle.
Were you?
Yeah.
Just checking things.
You were probably
okay.
Waking up and having a shower when I was at 10 a.m. Just checking the lay of the land.
That's right.
Yeah. There are many different Glastonbury's.
I have a friend at Glastonbury that I basically, even though we've been to Glastonbury together and we have a bit of a good night and then I go to sleep and then he carries on and then I will see him about 4 o'clock the next day in the afternoon.
Right, okay.
Oh, I feel so much better now.
Is your sort of shuttle that goes to and from the hotel?
Well, that's too many questions. I mean, some people call it a shuttle, other people call it a helicopter, but go on.
Right, okay. But is it 24/7? Because my fear is that if I ever stayed there, it's quite a nice place, I'd turn up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon having not been to bed and walk past, like, you know, Mel C and people. And I'd look like Bigfoot.
Yeah, 100%. Yes, we know this about you. Yeah, of course you would. Right, anyway, listen, the Toby show today is going to be great because there's no cricket to distract
him. I know. Oh, baby.
10 o'clock request hour, that is coming up next. And then from 11 o'clock, he'll read out a couple of stories from the Daily Star and do lots of segues. That's the Toby Tarrant show from 10 this morning. The request hour is next. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Good night, everybody.
O-E, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang-walla-walla-bing-bang.
The Chris Miles Show.
The Chris Miles Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Enyaq. Less to think about with keyless entry.
Radio X.
Find me somebody to love.
The Dream Stock Clearance Sale ends Tuesday. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
And now your Party Rings traffic report. We've got Phil on the line. Phil, I hear you were in a traffic jam.
Sorry, just finishing my party ring. It's been a wild morning. I was at the lights and the guy ahead wasn't moving, so I gave him a honk. But instead of the honk, I got a clown toot and a burst of colourful confetti.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's all the horns, listen.
Sounds like a party ring thing, Phil.
Everyone's honking for laughs.
Live life in full colour with party rings.
Feel the heat, whatever the weather, with Waitrose's summer food range. Like our fiery, fragrant, hot honey halloumi kebabs, which can be cooked to perfection, either on the barbecue or under the grill. And our succulent number one red prawn and monkfish, tossed in a smoked paprika, garlic and red chilli butter. pop in a brioche bun and enjoy, come rain or shine. Let your summer side out with Waitrose. Selected lines and stores subject to availability.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
The John Lewis sale is here. Save up to 50% on selected products. Whether you're getting the garden barbecue ready or choosing holiday outfits, find something you'll love at a price you'll love too. Visit us in-store, online and on the app to find amazing offers in home, tech, fashion, beauty and kids today. Payment plans available. Sale ends 20th of July while stocks last.
Summer is precious, so make this the summer with EasyJet Holidays. Book the perfect package holiday from just £299 per person at hand-picked 4- and 5-star hotels. Search EasyJet Holidays. Get out there. Price based on 2 adults for 5 nights, limited availability, adult protected, T's and C's apply.
Radio X. News update next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 10, Donald Trump's insisting Iran's nuclear program has been pushed back by decades. It follows a leaked intelligence report suggesting it's only delayed Tehran by a matter of months.
It's gone for years. Very tough to rebuild because the whole thing has collapsed. In other words, inside, it's all collapsed. Nobody can get in to see it because it's collapsed. You can't go in to see a room that has, you know, 10 million tons of rock in it.
The president has been speaking at the NATO summit in The Hague. Later, the prime minister will announce the UK will join NATO's airborne nuclear mission with a purchase of 12 new F-35A stealth fighter jets. In other news, we can reveal this morning around 550 convicted terrorists are currently free on the streets of Britain. Figures seen by the Crime Agents podcast show they're either out on licence or their sentences have expired. The Ministry of Justice says probation funding will rise by nearly half over the next 3 years. Rising prices and small pay increases mean more people than ever are finding it tough to live on their current income. A new survey has found a quarter of people feel like they're struggling to make ends meet at the moment. And the gates at Glastonbury are now open, with thousands arriving at Worthy Farm. The 1975 will headline on the Friday night. Forecasters are predicting a mixture of sunshine and showers throughout the weekend. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thank you very much, Dominic Byrne.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Thank you very much, Chris Moyles.
It's Wednesday, 10 a.m. And for the next 60 minutes... you pick the playlist. The Request Hour with Toby Tarrant.
Radio X.
And here we go, Wednesday morning, just after 10 o'clock. The Glastonbury gates are open. Are you listening on site? I bet there's lots of people listening to Radio X on site at the minute. Hello, how are you? So, get in touch. Let me know what song you want to hear this morning. Send me a WhatsApp. 0330 333 100. Hello to Jamie and Tori, who are slogging away at the minute. They're working in research and innovation. Sounds very, very impressive, you two. And they've requested Suck My Kiss by Red Hot Chili Peppers. Oh! What a track. Some of their finest ever work, this. And a very powerful opening to the Request Hour. Oh, yeah. Let me hear it. What song do you want to hear this morning? This is Chili Peppers.
Should I be, could I be, would I be, and if I didn't get a message going to my head?
didn't get a message going through my head. I am what I am. Don't give a damn. Oh, baby, think you can. Be my girl, I'll be your man. Someone put a volume and tell her where the little boy did come from. My stun gun. Beware, take care. Most of the couple of them will come out.
Chili Peppers.
Suck my kiss.
Suck my kiss. On the request now, we're on Radio X.
Is she talking dirty? Get to me, sweet, sweet, with bliss. That mouth was made to suck my kiss.
Lovely start. Now hello to Stephen in Keswick, who has asked for Reptilia by The Strokes. WhatsApp me. Let me know what song you want this morning.
Sick, sick, sick and tired of working just to be retired. I don't want to get that far. I don't want your company car. Promotions ain't my thing. Name badges are not interesting. It's much easier for me, see, to stay at home with Richard and today. Oh,
hello to Adam in Oxfordshire. He says, good morning, What's It Head. Please can you play Away From Here by The Enemy. No, I'm not a What's It Head. I've got a What's It Beard. The head's more sort of, I don't know, it's quite a horrible murky colour. Sort of Weetabix shade, I'd say. Right, let me know what song you want to hear this morning. Hello to Amber, who's off to Newmarket Races on Friday to see Richard Ashcroft and wants to hear his new track. She says, play it for me, please. Yeah, this is Lover on the Request Hour on Radio X. Richard Ashcroft. It's just I love a why we so